Up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
The national anthem over with, and that means that we are ready to go here from Madison, Wisconsin. It's the Rafters taking on the alter ego of the Madison Mallards. Today, they are the Space Cows. Always fun to get to see these alter egos in action. And man, I will say those jerseys, they do look clean. We're going to be going ahead and bringing you right along here as we welcome you into Warner Park. The Rafters at 7-16 taking on the 15-7 Madison Mallards, the leaders in the Great Lakes West. And taking a look now at the starting lineups for the two teams. First off, we are going to begin with the Madison Space Cows. And the Space Cows are going to be led off by Dom Jacoby. Jacoby, he's over at second base today, and he leads off the lineup as he is a guy that you might have to watch out for. He's a little bit hot right now, and you don't want to catch him on the wrong day. Liam Moreno bats second behind him. Moreno is over in left field. Mikey Bell bats third. Bell, the West Coast Conference Player of the Year, he's the third baseman batting third in the order for the Space Cows. Batting fourth and cleanup, it's Carson Hansen in right field. Batting fifth, it's Brock Lulowitz, the designated hitter. Batting sixth, it's Cole Kosciuszko, the first baseman. Batting seventh, it's Noah Sheffield, who hit a home run yesterday. He's in center field. Batting eighth, it's Tyler Smith, the man behind the plate. So it's the third catcher they've had in 3 days starting behind the dish. And Cooper Malamazian, he finishes up the lineup. He bats ninth and is at shortstop. The Space Cows are going to be led out by Charlie O'Shell, who I talked about a little bit earlier. O'Shell, a right-handed pitcher from the University of Virginia, and he has pitched all three of his games already at home, but this is his first start of the season, and, well, maybe the start is going to let him get a little bit of a better experience out here than his last time when he showed up out of the bullpen against Rockford, hoping to find his early season success that he had in his first two appearances. For the Rafters now, we're going to start off with their lineup. Up at the top of the order, it's Chris Diaz, the center fielder for the Rafters. Batting second, it's Mason Onyade. He's at second base. Batting third, it's Madden Ocko, the first baseman for the Rafters. Batting fourth, it's our pregame guest of the show, Eric Parker. He's at shortstop. Andre Meduño bats fifth and is the designated hitter today after, again, a not-too-bad game from him. His three games for the Rafters have all been pretty dang good. He's got a hit in each one of them, and yesterday he's went 1-for-4 in the game, and 1-for-3 with a walk. He reached base two out of the four times he was up. Batting sixth, it's Royce Clayton Jr., who's been continuing to look better and better out there after coming back from his injury. Batting seventh, it's Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi back in right field. Batting eighth, Nick Adrian behind the plate. And batting ninth, J.J. Garcia, the third baseman for the Rafters. The pitcher for the Rafters today, Drew Thompson, talked about him a little bit earlier. He's a right-hander from North Central Texas College and recently just made a commitment as well to a new place, and he's looking to make that jump up out of the JUCO levels. And, well, he pitched two seasons at North Central Texas, so congratulations for him on his new commitment. A couple of commitments here for the Rafters recently, and, well, always good to see them getting their names called as Thompson looks to continue showing off his stuff in his fifth start of the season. He leads the Rafters in starts. But we are about to get underway here as Chris Diaz will get leading off against Charlie O'Shell. The first pitch is a little low for ball number one at 1:05 p.m. right on time here from Madison, as it is a beautiful day outside, 76 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. It is a little windy. Flags blowing out towards right field as here's a blooper into center field, and it drops over the glove of the outstretched shortstop, Cooper Malamazian, and the throw coming in keeps Diaz on first base, and it feels like a huge weight off the shoulders of Diaz. He'd been struggling to find those hits as of late, but a real big one right there to get the Rafters led off the right direction. Leadoff single for Chris Diaz. It's his first hit in his last five games, and it breaks that cold spell, and hoping that he'll be up for a big game. They need him to as the leadoff man in the order. He'll be followed by Mason Onyade, the second baseman, and the pickoff attempt back to first base keeps Diaz on the bag. And Diaz, a very good base stealer. He is second on the team in stolen bases, only behind Onyade, who's at the plate here. Both Onyade and Diaz were arrivals at the same time for the Rafters. Played about the same number of games as this one misses high for ball number one. Now, Diaz has had a few more days off than Onyade. Onyade's been basically an everyday player since his arrival. Both of them actually came together. Onyade was ready to go a couple days before Diaz, and that's part of the reason why he showed up about a week late. Diaz was his ride, but his season was continuing still, so Onyade had to wait until Diaz was ready to go. They both rode into Wisconsin Rapids together, and back-to-back here to start off the first inning. It's a 1-0 count with nobody out and the runner on first. Ball hit towards left field, running up on it, now running back a couple steps is the left fielder Moreno, who makes the catch for out number one. So Mason Onyade, a fly out, and it keeps Chris Diaz over on first base as it brings up Madden Acco to the plate with a runner on first and one out here in the top of the first inning. Still tied at zero, and Acco, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. Charlie O'Shell able to record the out here, and he's hoping that'll give him some confidence as he didn't really have much that he was working off of from his last outing. But Rockford is a very strong offensive team, as the Rafters saw earlier this season. The first pitch to Acco is in there for strike number one. So Rockford could have been part of the reason why O'Shell really struggled that last time out. Madden Acco up at the plate. Got that runner on first. Pickoff attempted. It gets away from first base. But, oh man, Chris Diaz started to take off. It took a huge bounce off of that wall over there right next to the Rafters dugout and bounced right back into play. So Diaz has to stay on first base. He nearly got caught up between the bags, but that's a good eye from him to stay aware. And it's an 0-1 count to Acco still. O'Shell taking his time. He's kind of looking down. Now brings it home. Runner taking off. Pitches high. The throw on down. It bounces way early, and it slows down. Not in there in time. And Chris Diaz is up with a stolen base. Seems like every time he's on the bags, that's what he's trying to do, and he shows a good ability to do so. It's a 1-1 count for the right-hander Acco. And Acco had been on that big 9-game hit streak before he lost it in the first of these four games against Madison back at home at Witter Field. But he did pick up a hit yesterday, went 1-for-3 with a walk. He's got a runner on second base and one out. The 1-1 misses low and outside, blocked by Tyler Smith, and he stands up and goes and tracks it down a little bit up the first baseline. Now 2-1 to Akko, man from Fordham University, a native of Los Angeles, California. 2-1 count on the way here from Madison. And the pitch misses inside as it goes to a 3-1 count. On deck, Eric Parker, the cleanup batter. So hoping to give it to him with two runners on or a lead. Either one, Akko would be fine with. 3-1 count with one away. Pickoff move again as O'Shell will look back to second base. And Akko had a chance to talk with him a few days ago. Well, man, I lose track of the time here. I want to say it was back on Monday that I talked to him. It was back at home at Witterfield. 3-1 count as this one is ripped over to shortstop. 6-3 for the putout, but the runner does advance to third. Chris Diaz is over on it as Madden Akko is retired for out number two. Brings up Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters, with a runner on third and two outs in the top of the first, still knotted at zero. Eric Parker, our pregame guest of the show, and he was talking about that approach at the plate quite a bit. You know, just trying to stay loose up there is a big deal for him, and waiting for his pitch and putting it into play, and he's got a strong bat out there, but it's not something that he necessarily tries for as he fouls this first pitch back. Says, hey, yeah, I'm just trying to work on base here. Get as many opportunities as possible, and, well, a hit right here would drive in that runner from third. It's a righty-righty matchup. O'Shell has retired the last two batters for the Rafters after Chris Diaz led off with a single. 0-1 count to Parker. And this one's hit over to first base. Sliding down to one knee is the first baseman. And Kosciuszko will step on the bag himself for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's still tied at zero heading into the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Rafters broadcast here on WFHR. It's the bottom of the first inning here and tied 0-0. It's still a very nice afternoon out here, and Well, the Rafters have a doubleheader on their hands. Full nine-inning games, though. The first game here at 1 o'clock. The second game won't be until 6:30, and the Rafters will be seeing Drew Thompson take over on the mound as the Rafters had a leadoff hit from Chris Diaz. But past that point, it was three straight outs from Charlie Oshel, who got back on his game. Drew Thompson, man from North Central Texas, talked about that a little bit, and he's hoping to continue the progress that he's shown throughout the season. His fifth start of the season, he's going to be going up against Dom Jacoby. Liam Moreno and Mikey Bell due up. First pitch is fouled back by Jacoby to bring the count 0-1. Jacoby, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Space Cows, the Madison Mallards' alter ego. 0-1 count on the way to Jacoby. It misses high for ball number one. Brings the count 1-1. Jacoby right now batting .258 on the season. He's the leadoff man in the order. Goes to Harper College. Has 13 RBIs on the season. 11 runs scored. Pitch on the way. It's outside for ball number two to move it 2-1. And Thompson started off the season kind of just waiting around. He is a two-way player, and we saw him take some at-bats earlier in these games against Madison. Fly ball towards shallow center field, and running out to it is the second baseman, Onyade, who makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the first inning, and you go back to last game, and it started off with a pretty strong start from Anthony Mateo. He recorded back-to-back eight outs, walked one batter, and he recorded back-to-back outs and then allowed two singles before getting out of the inning. It was a shutout first for him, but the second inning, the Mallards really showed off that hitting ability and racked up a ton. First pitch on the way to Liam Moreno, misses north of the zone for ball number one, moves it 1-0. Moreno, the right-handed hitting left fielder, batting .327 on the season. The 1-0 count is a little low to bring it 2-0, and Moreno, a right-handed hitter, so it's a righty-righty matchup, and we're going to see a couple of those throughout the game, but it doesn't really seem like the Space Cows care because they have just such good batters on this team. 2-0 count is fouled back as it goes 2-1 into the stands there, and some fans trying to make a play. Always fun to get out to the ballpark, and you can get out to the ballpark back at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids the next 2 days. Rafters return home tomorrow night and on Sunday afternoon as the 2-1 count misses low and away for ball number three, moves it 3-1. The Rafters going to be moving on and taking on a new opponent over the next 2 days. It'll be Lakeshore who comes into town for a two-game series. Lakeshore, and then that's going to be the start of a long road trip for the Rafters. Pop-up to the right side of shallow outfield, and it's picked up once again by Mason Onyade for out number two. Two up, two down in the first inning, and it brings up Mikey Bell to the plate with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the first. Still 0-0, and the Space Cows looking for their first base runner against Drew Thompson. Rafters led the game off with a single from Chris Diaz, but then were tired three up, three down after that point. Mikey Bell, the man from Gonzaga, we saw him plenty yesterday as he tries to check his swing but went fully around for strike number one. A great pitch there from Drew Thompson. That's what you want to see from him. And Mikey Bell and yesterday's game, he was up five times at the plate, went 2-for-4 with a walk, had an RBI and a run scored as this pitch is going to miss for ball number one, moves it to a 1-1 count. Bell, a right-handed hitting third baseman, righty-righty matchup with nobody ahead of him. Thompson takes a deep breath, now steps back and fires and gets a swing and a miss to bring the count 1-2. Good ball above the zone, 95 miles an hour, and that's what you like to see from Thompson. He's got a nasty heater out there, and he's been working up that speed throughout the season. And earlier in the year, we saw 92, 93, now up to 95, and a breaking ball misses outside for ball two, and the count rolls to 2-2. On deck, Carson Hansen, if it gets to him. And Bell hoping to be the first space cow on base. Space Cow's a fun alter ego here for Madison as the breaking ball drops in there for strike number three, and it caught Mikey Bell looking. So that's three up, three down in the first inning for Drew Thompson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And it's to the second we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, an efficient first inning for both Drew Thompson and Charlie O'Shell, as they each had less than 15 pitches in shutout first innings. The Rafters were able to get a leadoff hit on Chris Diaz, but then had the next three batters retired, as they will be up to their 5, 6, 7 batters to lead off the top of the second inning. It's tied at zero, and the Rafters taking on the Space Cows. And I want to say Space Cowboys, but I know that's not right. The Cows, as, of course, Wisconsin, known for their dairy. And so Madison taking over with the cow factor. And Charlie O'Shell back out to work here, is still tied at zero. O'Shell threw 11 pitches in that first inning, and he's looking to go efficiently here, but he has yet to have a really extended performance this season. The most that we've seen him go this year was those 1 2/3 innings against Wausau back on June 8th. So hasn't gone too deep into games. We'll see if they want to make an early change to the bullpen, but I assume that they're going to try and give him at least three, especially with the way that he's been pitching here. And he'll be going up against Andre Madunio to start things off. It's Madunio, Clayton, and Kobayashi due up this inning for the Rafters. And taking a look at Madunio, I mentioned it earlier. I mean, he has been really good in all three of his games so far. And only three of them, despite joining the team back on June 7th, he faced a bit of an injury, and this one is hit high in the air towards center field, but not deep enough, too high of a launch angle, and it's caught by the center fielder, Noah Sheffield, for out number one. So, one pitch, one out here in the top of the second inning as Royce Clayton Jr. steps into the batter's box. Right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup with one away and the bases empty. Still tied at zero, and the Rafters looking to get things going in their direction. And They just haven't had the cards go their way, as the first pitch to Clayton is in there for strike number one. They've been showing how dangerous of a team they can be. I mean, you look at the past schedule for them, they have really just been looking strong out here as the 0-1 misses high to bring it to a 1-1 count. And every game that they've lost, it just feels like has come down to the wire. 1-1 count to Clayton, misses inside, and it hits him right off the wrist, and a hit by pitch is the second base runner of the game for the Rafters. Royce Clayton Jr. aboard, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one out and a runner on first base. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. Once again, a righty-righty matchup. Clayton Jr. over on first base after Madunio flew out to center field to start off the second. And first off, it's a pickoff attempt back to first. And we saw this a few times when Clayton was on the base paths earlier. You look at the last couple of games. I mean, he gets a lot of pickoff attempts his way, and reasonably so. He's got five stolen bases on the season. He's always looking to take off, but not here. The first pitch to Kobayashi is a little away for ball number one. It brings the count 1-0. Nick Adrian on deck if it gets to him, but potentially a double play in order. So Kobayashi hoping not to put a ball on the ground. 1-0 count is a grounder, but this one an infield hit as it is in no man's land down the third baseline, picked up and kept in the glove of the third baseman for the Space Cows, Mikey Bell. Back-to-back base runners aboard as Royce Clayton Jr. moves over to second base, and it brings up Nick Adrian with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the second. Rafters looking to be the first on the scoreboard. And Nick Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup. Over on first base, Kobayashi, not a bad base stealer himself. Clayton has stolen third base twice this season. And the first pitch is fouled back by Adrian to bring it 0-1. And Adrian, I mean, started off the season ice cold. He's been slowly working it up, but his last couple of games haven't quite gone the way that he was hoping for. Last time out, he went 0-3 back at home against Madison. He did reach base, though, thanks to a walk. Got an 0-1 count here, and it's high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And you're looking at a lot of things from Adrian. He's got great plate discipline up there, and so he's always patient and waiting for the pitch that he likes to see, and he's been hitting the ball hard. He's reached base in his last five consecutive games, but he hasn't had a hit since three games ago. Pickoff attempt back to Clayton, but nobody was covering the bag at the time, and I don't think that O'Shell was really looking to throw it back. He just saw Clayton way off of the bag. Clayton got back in time. No throw came down. So a 1-1 count with one away and runners on first and second. O'Shell looks back to the base. Now this time he'll get a pickoff attempt, and it goes into center field over the head of the hopping second baseman. And so both runners will take off on the E1. Kobayashi is over on second, and Royce Clayton is over on third. And Nick Adrian up at the plate now. He's got runners on second and third with only one out. Chance for an RBI here if he can put one into play. The infield in for the Space Cows. 1-1 count with one away. Kobayashi, a big leadoff over at second. Pitch coming home. It misses upstairs to bring it 2-1. On deck, J.J. Garcia. And he is the nine-hole batter, so that would be before we flip back to the top of the card. No double play in order, so Rafters hoping to send home a run if they can. 2-1 count to Adrian, and this one is fouled back. Now it rolls to 2-2. And Adrian on the season, you look at his numbers this year, and again, they don't really show how good of a player he's been, especially defensively, batting just .119 on the season, reaching base at a .288 clip. But he's got 8 walks on the season. 2-2 count with one away. And O'Shell, he brings the pitch home. Breaking ball in there, called strike 3. Got him looking, and that's a big strikeout for the Space Cows as it brings up J.J. Garcia with 2 outs and runners on 2nd and 3rd here in the top of the 2nd. And Garcia, the right-handed hitting 3rd baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. Still tied at 0, and the Rafters looking to be the first on the board, but need Garcia to come up clutch. First pitch to him is sent high down the right field line, but well out of play, and the count goes to 0-1. And Garcia, the 3rd baseman from El Paso Community College, one of the earliest guys here, only behind Kobayashi. He was the 2nd to arrive. His last game, he went 1-for-4 against Madison 2 nights ago back at Witterfield. Didn't play yesterday. 0-1 count to Garcia, misses inside to bring it even at 1-1. And Garcia is committed to play at UCF, where he'll hope to continue to prove himself. He had a really good year for El Paso back a couple seasons ago in 2024. Garcia has the 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. It is a little high for ball number 2, and it goes to a 2-1 count. Garcia had a 5-game hit streak going earlier in the season, but more recently he's been used on and off and hasn't been able to really get in a flow. But he did have a hit in his last game. 2-1 count here. Gets a swing and a miss as the count rolls back even at 2-2. He's had a couple of big games this season. Go back to late in May, that game against Rockford, where he reached base 3 times in a shortened game, game number 2 of a doubleheader. He's back in play for another doubleheader, and really he's been good defensively. 2-2 count, gets a swing and a miss from Garcia. That's strike number 3, and that ends the 2nd inning. So the Rafters, they don't score any runs despite the one error, and there were 2 left on base. The Rafters strand them both at 2nd and 3rd and can't score the runs. It's still tied at 0 heading into the bottom of the 2nd here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Two games today, and the first one still tied at zero. It's the bottom of the second inning here from Madison as the Rafters taking on the Space Cows for the first of two games. The second game won't be until 6:30, so there will be a little bit of downtime in between games, and I'll make sure to be going and getting myself some dinner. You guys might be as well. Thanks for tuning in on a beautiful night here on a Friday. And, man, thank goodness it's Friday. Am I right? Fridays are always the best. Bases empty in the bottom of the second, and a swing and a miss from Carson Hansen starts off the inning. Drew Thompson back out to work on the mound for the Rafters. Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Thompson had a very good first inning. It's an 0-1 count on the way home. Gets another called strike here, and that's how he ended the first inning. It was a called strike on Mikey Bell with a little bit of a change of pace pitch. Hansen on the season, batting .389. He comes from the University of Kentucky. Leadoff man in the inning, and he swings and misses at the third pitch for strike number three as Hansen goes down with the swinging strikeout. Brings up Brock Lulowitz, the designated hitter for the Space Cows. Left-handed hitter, makes it a lefty-righty matchup. And Lulowitz, he was batting eighth yesterday, but he went 2-for-5 with a double and a run scored. He had a pretty good game. So did many of the batters yesterday. Swings and misses at the first pitch way inside as it goes to an 0-1 count. And Thompson, definitely a strikeout pitcher. That's what he does best. Hoping to keep his strong start rolling along. The 0-1 count misses high to bring it 1-1, and there goes the immaculate inning. Thompson, 6-2, 225. He's maybe the fastest pitcher that the Rafters have in terms of pitch velocity. 1-1 count on the way. Breaking ball misses a little outside to bring it 2-1, and his last start went two innings back against the Dock Spiders on the road. And 2-1 count is a little low for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. And he went two innings, allowing one run on one hit with three walks at Fond du Lac. But it wasn't really anything about his play. As this one is grounded over to third, Garcia, long throw, it's high, and Akko places the tag on the way down. Nice play by the Rafters' first baseman to save an error, and it goes 5-3 on the putout for out number two. So two up, two down in the second inning for Drew Thompson as it brings up Cole Kosciuszko with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the second. Still tied 0-0, and we're going back to Thompson. His last game, it was just that pitch count got worked up. He made it over that 35 pitches in an inning limit as he gets a swing and a miss from Kosciuszko to bring it 0-1. And because of that, he had to be pulled from the game after two despite just the one hit and one run allowed. That was an 0-1 count against the left-handed hitting first baseman Kosciuszko. And the pitch is fouled back to bring it 0-2. And Thompson really attacking the strike zone here. Off to a strong start to the game. Kosciuszko will be followed by Noah Sheffield, who has been moved up from his ninth spot in the batting order for today's game. 0-2 on the way to Kosciuszko. Thompson steps back, now brings it home, but it misses inside for ball number one to bring it 1-2. Kosciuszko made his debut yesterday, the man from UC Santa Barbara. And in that game yesterday, he was able to pick up a pair of RBIs. Looked pretty good out there as this one's a grounder up to the left side of the infield. Barehanded by Garcia. Throw to first is way offline, but bounces off the side and right back into play to keep the runner on first base. Either way, it's going to go down as an infield single. Didn't really hurt anyone on that throw, and it kind of feels like might as well with how far that ball bounces off of the side. It's pretty easy and to not make errors. But it brings up Noah Sheffield to the plate with a runner on first and two outs. That's the first hit of the game for the Space Cows as Madison is looking to score the first run of the game. Still tied at 0-0 in the bottom of the second. Thompson taking his time. He has that runner on first, and the pitch comes home, but it's popped up towards the right side of the infield, trailing over to it on Yade, and he is under it for out number three. So not much damage done there yet again. No hitters gone, but hey, it's still a strong start to the game for Drew Thompson. A shutout two innings as he allows no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base here as we're through two from Madison. We'll come back with the top of the third on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Charlie O'Shell back out here for the Madison Space Cows on their alter ego day here in Madison, Wisconsin. The Mallards took the first two games against the Rafters this season back-to-back on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's game was a close one, 3-1 the final, and last night's game was a final score of 9-6, but the Rafters were down 7-0 in that game and really stormed back. They made it a one-run game before the Mallards added a couple more, and today making the switch to the Space Cows identity, and I've been calling them as such throughout the broadcast, so hopefully you're not too confused, as it'll be Chris Diaz up at the plate, the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters. He leads off the third. He is the leadoff man in the order. It's the 1-2-3 batters due up in the frame for the Rafters, and first pitch is taken low for ball number one. Diaz, a guy who had really been struggling entering into this game, but started it off with a single, his first in 5 games, as the pitch here misses inside to bring it 2-0. Certainly an on-base guy, and he was steaming hot through his first maybe week on the team, reaching base over 500 on the OBP. 2-0 count is in there right on the outside edge to bring it 2-1. However, he has started experiencing some struggles, taking a lot of pitches for strikes. He had a bunch of strikeout lookings, and so now he's trying to get back into the flow of things as this one is inside for ball number three. And he's still trying to stay patient up at the plate, but he wants to make sure he's swinging at pitches that are going to be strikes, not having too tight of a strike zone. 3-1 count coming home, and this time it misses inside, and Diaz is on for his second time today. Great start to the game for Chris Diaz as he draws a walk here to lead off the top of the third inning. Still tied 0-0, and Mason Onyade up to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out. Onyade, the left-handed hitting second baseman, makes it a lefty-righty matchup. And Onyade, well, he had been just on an absolute tear until a couple days ago when the Mallards really got his number. Yesterday, though, he went 1-for-5, had a pair of RBIs against Madison as this pitch misses outside for ball number one. Brings the count 1-0. Onyade today up for the second time. He flew out to left field back in the first inning, so he's 0-for-1 in the game. Has a runner on first ahead of him and fouls this one back to bring it even at 1-1. And no Ruiz out of the lineup to this first game and in yesterday's game, but he's expected to make his return for game number two. So it will be exciting to see him back in the lineup, but clearly a missing part of the squad as a 1-1 count comes on the way to Onyade, and it misses for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Madden Akko is on deck. And Onyade had really been kind of taking over that Noah Ruiz quote-unquote role over the past couple of weeks, really driving in a bunch of runs and getting those opportunities as Ruiz took over as the leadoff man in the lineup for a few games. So Onyade moved down a little bit in the order, and he'd been able to drive in a bunch. Over a three-game stretch, he had 11 RBIs as a back-to-back pickoff attempts over to first base, try and keep Diaz on first. And Diaz already has a stolen base in this game, and he's continued to show the willingness to steal bags on the season. He has 13 stolen bases after his one earlier today. He's stolen second 10 of those 13 times. Taking off here, pitches high, the throw down. It's not in time, and Diaz is safe at second base. His second stolen base of the game, and Chris Diaz keeps on swiping them. Now, I don't know how much this has to actually affect the game, but when Chris Diaz steals at least one base, the Rafters are 5-1 this season. So a 3-1 count on the way to Onyade, and this pitch misses inside for ball number four. It's back-to-back walks issued by Charlie O'Shell. And a quick visit here from his catcher to make sure that he's all right after the back-to-back walks. It's the second walk of the game. He hadn't issued a walk until this point, although he did hit Royce Clayton Jr. with a pitch back in the second. And the Rafters have two aboard with nobody out. Top of the third inning, still tied at zero. Rafters hoping to take the early lead here. Chris Diaz is on second. Mason Onyade on first. The two of them have combined for 31 stolen bases this season after starting a week late. They didn't get their first appearance until that second game of the doubleheader at Rockford back on May 31st. Madden Akko at the plate. The first pitch is instead a pickoff attempt back to second. Diaz slides head first back into there, but it was an odd slide, and Diaz has to take some time over there. And now it looks like he's ready to go, but kind of hit the turf really hard on the dive back to the bag. So looks like he's all good to go, and now Madden Akko, the right-handed hitting first baseman, ready at the plate. O'Shell looks back to second, now fires Diaz taking off. It's a high bunt attempt down the first baseline. It's going to land up there, and it'll be one unassisted as O'Shell goes and steps over onto the bag himself. But a sacrifice hit for Chris Diaz as it pushes both of the runners ahead. It was not a traditional sack bunt as it went more than halfway down the first baseline before falling, but it did the job. Onyade over to second base. Diaz is over onto third, and it brings up Eric Parker with a chance to drive in some runs. Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop, he was our pregame guest of the show today. Great getting to talk to him. Hoping for a big game here. The first pitch misses high for ball number one. Guy who comes from the University of Georgia. Recently, he committed to South Carolina. A 1-0 count with runners on second and third and one away in a tie ball game in the top of the third. Rafters looking to take the lead, and the 1-0 count misses. No, it hits the inside edge to make it 1-1. It's Parker, a former top 100 recruit in the nation, according to Perfect Game. He was actually drafted by the Dodgers back in the 2024 MLB draft. But he chose to go to college instead, playing in the SEC. 1-1 count. Breaking ball hit towards right center field. It's dropping and gets down. This will be at least one run. Rounding third is Onyade. The throw is not going to come in. And it's a 2-RBI single from Eric Parker. Showing off the batting skills there. And he comes up to make it a 2-0 Rafters lead in the top of the third. So Mason Onyade scores from second base, where Chris Diaz scores from third. Brings up Andre Madunio to the plate, the right-handed hitting designated hitter with a runner on first and one out, up 2-0 in the top of the third. And Madunio, another big talent coming out of high school. He was the number 30 recruit in the nation, according to Perfect Game. Decided to go to the University of Alabama, where he was used in a few situations. Not often. He made just one appearance for the Crimson Tide this past season. But it's always tough to get plate appearances as a freshman for a school like that. Breaking ball misses high. Parker trying to steal second. Swim move. Can't get in there. And the tag was applied. Caught stealing. Eric Parker is out on the base paths. And that's the second out of the top of the third inning. And now a 1-0 count to Madunio. This is his second time up at the plate. He flew out to center field back in the second inning. He's got nobody ahead of him and two away in the top of the third. A 1-0 count as Charlie O'Shell looks to work through three innings. This is a season-long performance for him already. 1-0 count is on the outside, called for strike number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. And the Rafters looking strong from the plate this inning. They've already seen 16 pitches from O'Shell here. He's up to 43 on the game. 1-1 count coming home. Another breaking ball. This time it misses outside for ball two. And now it sits at 2-1. On deck, Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton and Kobayashi are back-to-back. They both got on base their first time up. Madunio hoping to keep the inning alive and give it off to them. 2-1 count. And it's a swing and a foul ball back as it moves to a 2-2 count. Madunio looking to keep that strong start to the season alive. He made his debut yesterday. Not debut, but his return yesterday. Looked very good in it and until he was pinch hit four late in the game. 2-2 count. This one's a fly ball down the right field line, and it's out of play. Keeps the count 2-2. Madunio, just a freshman from Alabama, as I mentioned, but, man, he's got some crazy power in that bat. You talk about one of the biggest swings that you can see. I mean, watching him in batting practice is so much fun because he can really put it anywhere over that outfield wall. 2-2 count, he holds off on, and it just misses low for ball number three. And the Space Cows were walking off the field. They all thought it was strike three, but Madunio back into the batter's box. It's now a 3-2 count with two outs in the top of the third. 2-0, Rafters have the lead. O'Shell looking to get out of it. The pitch misses inside for ball number four, and the Rafters stay alive here in the third. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with a runner on first base and two away already up 2-0. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters, this is his second time up today. He was hit by a pitch back in that second inning. Went all the way over to third base, but he was stranded there. The Rafters scored their first runs of the game just a bit ago on Eric Parker's 2-RBI single. Sent home Chris Diaz and Mason Oñate, who both reached on walks. Two away, runner on first, and the pitch here to Clayton misses outside for ball number one. And Clayton this season has not quite gone the way that he'd been hoping, but it hasn't been bad. Batting 271, 338 OBP is OPS just at 660, but he gets hits as this one is hit towards center field, but shallow center field and pretty easily playable by the center fielder Noah Sheffield for out number three. So the Rafters do take the lead. They score two runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. It's 2-0 Rafters heading into the bottom of the third. When we come back, this is WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's 2-0 Rafters coming your way from the bottom of the third inning, and Drew Thompson back out to work there. He's got two shutout frames, allowing just the one hit from the second and hoping to keep his momentum rolling along. He's looked good so far. He'll be facing the 8-9-1 batters from the Madison Space Cows. And that'll be Tyler Smith, Cooper Malamazian, and Dom Jacoby. That's who's due up this inning. As in the game so far, Drew Thompson, just 27 pitches through his two innings, staying relatively efficient, but so was O'Shell. He had also offered just 27 pitches through the first two, but 23 pitches in the third inning as the first one misses high for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Smith, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Space Cows. 1-0 count is in there for strike number one, and kind of caught Smith lacking there with the bat on the shoulders. Smith from North Carolina A&T University, batting 154 on the season, still looking to find his stride. A lot of space up the middle, but shortstop and second base pushed back as Thompson creates a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Malamazian, he's on deck. But Smith hoping to give him a leadoff base runner. Thompson has the advantage in the count. 1-2 on the way home, and it's fouled away by the Space Cow. I like saying that. It's always so much fun to use these alter egos because you don't get to see them all too often. And it sounds really crazy when you say something like that. The space cow fouls it off. Only a couple days this season that you get to say it. 1-2 count is just inside. Didn't miss by much onto Tyler Smith, but he stays back and holds off. The count now 2-2. And Smith, a little bit more of a look at him. He's got 7 runs on the season and 6 RBIs. That pitch and is again missing for a ball. So really working the count against Drew Thompson. Kind of the first time that you've really seen this by Madison. Smith has more walks than he does hits, though. 7 walks to his 6 hits on the year. 3-2 count, and that misses inside for ball number 4. So a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the 3rd for Madison, as Tyler Smith is on first base with nobody out and a 2-0 Rafters lead. Cooper Malamazian now up to the plate. Malamazian, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Space Cows. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first.